Eddie, some fights are talked about for years and never quite materialise. Some come completely out of the blue. I know it's been well documented, but just give us a bit of the backstory as to how you made this bout happen.
Well, you know, obviously everyone knows that he was going to fight Eubank, and you know, Eubank had their chance. They pushed me to make the fight. I worked on it for about 4 or 5 weeks, and then they didn't sign the contract. And it was really just a conversation with Kell Brook, like as if to say, I can't believe Eubank didn't take the fight. It's a shame you wouldn't take the fight. He said, well, I will take the fight. And it happened that quickly, and now we're here. And, you know, Kell Brook's a real live dog in this fight. Don't worry about that. He's here to win, and I can't wait for Saturday now.
As his promoter, what's your responsibility in terms of matchmaking? Because obviously there's been lots of talk about whether it's a mismatch, whether Kell can achieve it. What do you have to weigh up in your mind when you're looking at setting up a bout like this?
I have to put every opportunity to the team, which is the fighter, the manager, and the trainer. And, you know, I've been around boxing for, you know, close to 30 years. I've got some good experience in the sport. The main factor in this fight is we know what Kell Brook goes through to make 147. He's comfortable at middleweight. You know, whether he's a light middleweight or a middleweight, he's around there. So the size wasn't really a factor in this fight. It's more about, you know, what's on the line. When you gamble, you need to know what you're gambling for. Well, you're gambling to become the biggest star in world boxing. You know, so that is a huge carrot. And, you know, it was thought of by me and the trainer and Kell's dad and Kell himself that this was the fight to take, and he believes he can do it.
And what have you seen from Kell over the last few years and in defence of his world championships that makes you think that he can fight at that level against someone who's regarded as the best pound-for-pound boxer in the world?
Well, he's certainly going to have to box at a new level. But I believe he's got those levels, and I don't believe he's got those levels at welterweight, because what he has to go through in the last 48 hours, I don't think he can find those levels. You know, against Sean Porter, he won that fight, in my opinion, quite comfortably. That was, at the time, the mini Mike Tyson, the best welterweight in the world, etc., etc. And Kell was at 60 or 70%, not in terms of his preparation, but his performance. So what can 100% Kell Brook do? Well, he's probably going to need to be 130%. But if he's got the levels, and we believe he has, he can win the fight. And, you know, he's up for it, big time.
Of course, one of the reasons that Gennady Golovkin's rated as best pound-for-pound boxer in the world is his unbelievable knockout ratio. So, again, that is another added factor.
Sure, Kell's got to be able to, maybe I'd say take the power, because you don't really want to take the power, but you've got to be able to handle the power. You've got to be able to roll with it. You've got to be able to take shots and come back. And, you know, that's something that we don't know. Normally, when you move up to middleweight, you might have a couple of fights and test it out. Well, he's going right in the deep end. But he deserves a lot of respect for that. But he's doing it because he believes he can win. Not just for the payday and, you know, for the size of the fight. Because he thinks he can win. And we all believe he can win. And how many fighters have boxed Golovkin who believe they can win? I'll tell you the answer. Not many. So here you have one who generally believes he can.
Ultimately, the fight is won in the ring, but it's also a massive event as well. One of the biggest bouts in British boxing history, and going to be viewed all around the world. From Kell's point of view, and in terms of your experience of previous fights, how important is it that he takes control of the atmosphere in a positive way to help him in the ring?
I don't think that will affect him. You know, he boxed, I know it, you know, it was Frankie Gavin, it's not Triple G, but he boxed in the same arena, sold out. So I think he'll be extremely focused. I mean, what you saw in the workout was a very focused guy, you know, on the pads with Dom. Normally it's like tap, tap, tap. This was more about thinking about how the fight's going to play out. And he's a very, very clever fighter, Kell. You know, he works things out in the ring. But again, you know, we're not idiots. We know this has got to be the perfect performance. But we believe he's got the ability to find that perfect performance.
And you worked hard at securing a bout in London. Will the home crowd play a factor in being able to give Kell that extra edge that he's looking for, because you said he needs an edge at every level?
I hope so, because, but you know, Triple G is a really nice guy. Yeah. So, you know, he got a great reception here today.
Oh, he smiles.
Yeah, and I think he's going to get a good reception on the night as well. So I don't think that's going to play a huge part. You know, how does the travelling affect things, etc., etc.? I don't know. You know, we're going to need a bit of help, and I'd like some help from the fans. And that, you know, who knows if that could be the 1% or 2% needed to get over the line.
Finally, if you can achieve what many think might be an impossible task, where does that put him on the world stage in boxing terms?
Number one. the number one fighter in world boxing, and that's what we're playing for on Saturday night. That's why when you roll the dice, you roll it for all the marbles, and that's what Kell Brook's doing.